Third Culture Kids by Ruth Anna Dana. Misunderstood is a great word to describe the experience of third culture kids. My husband and I have served in Christian ministry in Canada for several years. When our children were young, we often had to travel to interact in cultures that were foreign to them. Though we spoke English at home, the activities of their daily lives were in the French language. I remember taking our children to conferences in Western Canada. Our creative son was set aside and considered a behavior problem in the children's meetings. At that point, his reading level in English was very low, and he could not interact with the program. David Pollack, who co-authored the informative book Third Culture Kids, Growing Up Among Worlds, gives this definition. A third culture kid, let's shorten that to TCK, is a person who has spent a significant part of his or her developmental years outside the parents' culture. The TCK frequently builds relationships to all of the cultures while not having full ownership of any. Although elements from each culture may be assimilated into the TCK's life experience, the sense of belonging is in relationship to others of a similar background. And Ruth Anna continues, our own children's paternal grandparents were married into a biracial union. My husband and I are from another cross-cultural marriage, and in ministry, we served in several other mixed cultures and languages. This often put our children in a world of wondering what was their identity and how did they really belong. This sense of choosing who they were followed them into adulthood as they easily move from one identity to another. These life stories and sometimes difficult experiences have also brought us together as a close-knit family unit whose members have a shared understanding. Recently, I presented a lesson to a group outlining prayer needs for Canadian Baptist Ministries global and national staff families. Children who, along with their parents, leave Canada to minister in another country become third culture kids. When parents choose to go into Christian ministry or service, the children are not often of the age where they can have input into this choice. However, the children very quickly adapt to another culture or cultures, and more often to more than one language. They mostly integrate into local schools, but a few TCKs have to leave the family to attend boarding schools. For many years, they're away from their parents' home culture and deal with reverse culture shock when returning to Canada. When they make the big move to independently return to Canada or another home country for university studies, they have a substantially different perspective on the world than do their peers. They struggle to understand the social cues of their own generation. Adult TCKs come to terms with the benefits and challenges of the many changes inherent in their upbringing. Please remember to pray for these youth, some of whom are a visible minority in their host country, face possible alienation and sometimes danger due to their race, and then are misunderstood when returning to their parents' home culture or cultures. This separation of young adults returning to the home country is also a loss for the field staff parents. These difficulties are not often published in public newsletters. In situations where field staff have bicultural marriages, some children will be unable to return to one or both parents' home country. The parents may leave the country of service earlier than expected to help their children adapt to a home country, or for the workers to care for their own aging parents. Another aspect of this topic is an international adoption. This immediately gives the children a cross-cultural identity. The lives of national field staff families, staff who are hired locally by a ministry, are very similar. Some of the children have had to leave their grandparents and extended families to move to other areas within or outside of their home country for their parents' workplace. Some of these families have been displaced by civil war, natural disasters, or economic situations. They may need special trauma care. Children of global field staff may have experienced similar life events. Schooling can be another challenge for national children and can involve the choice of a local school or one that is farther to travel to each day. They also may leave home for a better education at a boarding school. Ruth Anna says, although I cannot possibly give you each individual situation, I ask you to consider to adopt in encouragement and prayer these TCKs who are loved by parents and other families so far away. Ministry in another culture is Christ's calling for these families. Lillian Yang, who is a Canadian Baptist Ministry's national field staff worker in Thailand, believes that God's mission involves the whole family, not just the adults. On this positive note, my husband and I often saw how children open doors into the hearts of other families.